Hello and welcome to the FTR State of Freight podcast. The State of Freight podcast is where we share timely transportation intelligence with you on a weekly basis. This is episode 8 of the Trucking Market Update featuring FTR's Vice President of Trucking, Avery Weiss. This episode will give you an overview of the trucking industry, spot market and economic indicators, and a look at the week ahead. As this information is presented, you are welcome to follow along and look at the graphs and indicators yourself by downloading the PDF of the presentation from our podcast landing page. You can also download a PowerPoint version that will allow you to pull all of the graphs or individual slides into your own presentations. A link to the PDF and PowerPoint of the presentation is available for download now at ftrintel.com/podcast. As always, we'd love to hear from you if you have any thoughts or feedback about the podcast. Tell us what you think about it or what you would like to see improved by emailing us at podcast@ftrintel.com. And here's Avery.
Welcome to FTR's weekly trucking market update. I'm Avery Weiss, Vice President of Trucking. This is episode 8 for the week of April 15th, 2019. Before we start, I want to remind you that, as always, you can download a PDF with graphics related to today's discussion at ftrintel.com/podcast. Today, we'll discuss, as usual, spot market data for the prior week, the fuel price environment, and we'll wrap up with a few economic indicators of note, including job openings, the producer price index for trucking and equipment, and weekly figures on mortgage rates and jobless claims. First, though, I want to say a few words about the Transportation Intermediaries Association's annual meeting, which was held last week in Orlando. It's one of the richest association meetings in terms of content, covering both industry trends and issues and topics related to managing and growing a brokerage or 3PL business. It's pretty much impossible to summarize the thrust of such a large conference, but one thing that really stood out is that digitization is on everyone's mind. What will digital freight matching mean for intermediaries? The consensus seemed to be that digital freight matching won't kill the industry, nor will brokers' entire business be reduced to a set of algorithms. Rather, artificial intelligence and connectivity will allow intermediaries to operate more efficiently. Relationships with customers and carriers will remain critical, but the mechanics of their transactions will be faster and easier. By the way, FTR's own annual conference, which will be held September 10th through 12th in Indianapolis, will address digital freight matching, among many other things, from the perspective of traditional market leaders, including C.H. Robinson, J.B. Hunt, Redwood Logistics, and Tucker Company Worldwide. You can learn more about our conference at www.ftrconference.com. Okay, so let's talk about the spot market for truck freight. The market demand index, which is the ratio of loads available to trucks available in the truckstop.com load matching system, is above the five-year average, though it dipped slightly last week in keeping with seasonality. It's worth noting, though, that Easter is late this year, so the fact that the MDI has eased the last couple of weeks does raise a question about whether it might be even weaker in a week or so. We'll see, obviously. Spot rates, excluding fuel, are tracking just barely below the five-year average. As we discussed last week, however, the rate trends are not uniform across equipment types, and we'll talk about that in a minute. Overall, load availability was a bit weaker last week in keeping with seasonal trends, but we might have expected somewhat stronger load availability given that Easter is 3 weeks later this year than last year. Truck availability, though, is still around what it was a year ago and far below the five-year average. The market demand index for dry van is just above the five-year average and, of course, far below last year's extraordinary imbalance. However, rates continue to soften well below the five-year average. For week 15, which was last week, the dry van broker posted rate per mile, excluding fuel, was the lowest since week 8 of 2017. Load availability in dry van is running below the five-year average, although generally in the same seasonal pattern. truck availability is still about where it was a year ago and well below the five-year average. The MDI for refrigerated spot freight last week saw its first significant upward movement in about 2 months. This could be related to a late Easter, so we'll be watching this closely the next couple of weeks to see if this surge was a blip or the beginning of a firmer spot market for reefer freight. Refrigerated spot rates also were just a bit stronger for the week, but they are still well below the five-year average and just barely above a two-year low. The jump in the MDI was strictly an issue of greater load availability, refrigerated truck availability, which is well below the same 2018 period, did not change significantly last week. After peaking the last couple of weeks, the market demand index for flatbed dropped in week 15, but this is a typical pattern. Rates are still holding up better than those for dry van and refrigerated, with the broker posted rate per mile, excluding fuel, tracking right on the five-year average. Load and truck availability are moving in seasonal patterns that are typical, with load availability a bit above the five-year average, but truck availability a bit below it. So let's wrap up this discussion by acknowledging the elephant in the room, so to speak. Spot rates are weaker than we would expect given the trend in the market demand index. The MDI surge began in early 2017 and peaked around the middle of 2018 before falling sharply. But it stabilized very late in 2018 and has actually trended very slightly higher since. Spot rates followed the same pattern, but while the MDI has stabilized, rates have kept softening. The MDI and rates generally move in the same direction. We've had a few brief periods where that didn't happen, late 2016, early 2017, for example, but the disconnect in 2019 so far is quite unusual. Meanwhile, truck availability is below even last year's tight levels. But given the strong hiring and new carrier creation in trucking over the past 18 months, as well as all the truck orders, overall capacity clearly is higher. So clearly, carriers and owner-operators don't seem to be desperate for freight. The most likely explanation is that we simply have shifted capacity from the spot market to contract or route guide freight, with capacity and demand comfortably balanced. Had we added too much capacity, we would expect to see more small carriers playing in the spot market, scrambling for loads, than what we're seeing. On the other hand, had we not added enough overall truck capacity, spot rates should be rising, or at least holding steady. It's rare that the trucking industry stays in such balance, though, so we'll be watching this dynamic very closely in the weeks to come. Okay, so let's move on and talk briefly about fuel and petroleum markets. After a run-up in the past few weeks, the price of a barrel of West Texas Intermediate crude appears to be holding fairly steady at around $63 to $64 a barrel. Meanwhile, the price of diesel for the week ended April 15th was up 2.5 cents. That's not a huge increase, but it is the largest increase in 6 weeks, and it's the fourth largest increase this year. The increases were significantly greater in the West. If crude prices stay in their current range, we likely wouldn't see that much more upward movement on the nationwide diesel price in the near term. Okay, so let's talk about economic indicators.
Before Avery covers the latest indicators, I wanted to take a very brief moment to tell you about the FTR Transportation Conference this September 10th through the 12th in Indianapolis. Registration is now open, and we are also offering early bird savings if you register now. We recently took a look at the 2018 survey results, and we are excited to announce that over the past 3 years, 99.8% of those that took the survey said that they would recommend the conference to colleagues. The overall feedback from all of our attendees speaks for itself, but you can also take a look at more feedback from attendees at www.ftrconference.com. As the only conference that brings together all the different aspects of the freight transportation world into one place, the FTR Transportation Conference is the premier forecasting event of the year. To find out more about the FTR Transportation Conference or to register with early bird savings now, go to www.ftrconference.com.
Okay, so let's talk about economic indicators. We have just a handful this week. Let's touch first on some weekly metrics. Mortgage rates ticked up just a bit, but they're still around the lowest levels in over a year. We'll cover existing home sales in the next podcast, and we'll see if the robust sales in February continued in March, based not only on lower mortgage rates, but a number of other factors, including the job market. Weekly claims for unemployment continue to trend lower. The seasonally adjusted figure for the week was the lowest since October of 69. We pay more attention to the less volatile four-week moving average, which dropped to the lowest level since December 1969. Not all employment-related trends pointed to a stronger labor market, however. Job openings fell sharply in February, although they do remain above the number of unemployed workers, and that's something that had not happened until about a year ago. However, we have seen the Bureau of Labor Statistics revise these numbers significantly in recent months, so we'll want to see the next month or two of data before we conclude that the trend has turned downward. Okay, let's talk rates, or at least an approximation of them based on the Producer Price Index from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The PPI for truckload services dropped sharply in the first quarter from its December peak, but it's still up 3.4% year-over-year. That is, however, the weakest year-over-year growth since October of 2017. The Producer Price Index for LTL services is holding up much better than truckload, although it too was weaker month-over-month in March. The 4.2% year-over-year growth also is the weakest since April of 2017. There is some good news for carriers, though. The growth in equipment cost is slowing down, although not by very much. The 1.3% year-over-year growth in the heavy truck PPI is the smallest since July of last year. The trend is a bit more significant in trailers. The PPI was down month over month in March for the first time since December of 2017, although only very slightly. The year-over-year increase of 5.3% is the smallest since last June. Again, there's not much relief here for fleets, but it's better than nothing, I suppose. That's it for the week's economic indicators. Let's sum up. Spot market demand for dry van is still softening, reefer firming a bit, and flatbed staying the course. Crude is hovering around the mid-$60 a barrel mark. Diesel prices are starting to rise modestly, but based on crude pricing right now, aren't likely to go that much higher. Mortgage rates did tick up slightly, but they're still pretty favorable, certainly compared to about 4 months ago. Jobless claims are at their lowest since late 2016. Lowest since late 1969. Job openings fell sharply in February, but they're still above the number of unemployed workers. Truckload rates, as measured by the Producer Price Index, are falling sharply, but they're still up year over year. LTL rates, as measured by the PPI, have softened slightly, but also still higher year over year. And growth in truck and trailer costs, as measured by the PPI, are decelerating, but only very slightly. Finally, let's take a peek at what's in store for Episode 9. It's a busier week for economic indicators. We'll talk about the Federal Reserve Manufacturing Index, inventories, housing starts, retail sales, existing home sales, and international trade. So that's it for FTR's Trucking Market Update, Episode 8. As always, you can download the graphics that I covered at www.ftrintel.com/podcast. Thanks for listening, and we hope you will join us next week.
Thank you, Avery, for this week's Trucking Market Update on the State of Freight podcast. The Trucking Market Update will be published each week along with a PDF and PowerPoint download of the presentation graphs and slides. If you find this transportation intelligence useful, please take a moment to give us a positive rating on iTunes or Stitcher and send us your feedback by email at podcast@ftrintel.com. You can find all of this information and download the PDF or PowerPoint presentation by going to www.ftrintel.com/podcast. FTR is the leader in freight transportation forecasting in North America, providing consistently reliable reports for trucking, rail, and intermodal transportation, as well as providing demand analysis for commercial vehicle and railcar. For more information about the work of FTR, visit www.ftrintel.com or call 888-988-1699 to find out which publications will best support your business.